Chapter 1. The Descent. Maya Caldwell stared at her reflection in the dirty, scratched mirror of the holding cell, the weight of her choice settling over her like a thick fog. Her son, Aaron, had been her pride, her hope, her heart, and now he was gone. The world had changed the moment she heard the words, accident in custody, a phrase that meant nothing to her when she knew her son had been murdered. He was only 21, a young man caught in a system that had swallowed him whole and left her grieving in pieces. Getting into this prison was the first step, and she had prepared for it in cold, clinical detail. She committed a crime so carefully calculated that she knew the outcome before the police arrived. Fraud, falsified documents, just enough to get a serious sentence but not one that would destroy her future, if she even cared about a future without Aaron. The idea of justice, real justice, had driven her for months. The police had closed Aaron's case, labeled it an unfortunate incident, and moved on, but Maya couldn't. She had read between the lines, studied the reports, and one name stood out every time. Vanessa Viper Thompson. The guard unlocked the cell door and motioned for her. "Caldwell, time to get processed," he barked. Maya straightened, her body tense with resolve. Every step she took down that echoing hallway, every clank of the metal doors behind her, was a step closer to her true purpose. She didn't flinch or hesitate. She'd already prepared herself for this new reality. She had become a woman possessed by her grief and her need for revenge. When she reached the intake desk, a guard handed her a thin, worn-out prison jumpsuit. She took it silently, her mind a fortress of singular thoughts. No one understood what she was doing here, but soon they would. After changing into her uniform, she was led to her cell. The clang of the door locking behind her sealed her fate. The woman in the bunk across the cell turned over, her face creased with age and caution. "I'm Camille," she said, a slight challenge in her voice. "Maya," she replied, meeting Camille's eyes with a look that warned against prying. Camille's eyes scanned her, but she kept her questions to herself. She was a woman who'd learned when to speak and when to stay silent. For now, Maya was grateful for the silence, her thoughts filling the emptiness around her like an echo. That first night in prison, Maya lay on the thin mattress, staring at the ceiling, her heart thrumming with a dark, steady beat. Her mind played out what she knew about Vanessa Viper Thompson. Vanessa had been in this prison for years, notorious for her violent temper and unyielding rule over those she deemed beneath her. Aaron had been one of those unlucky souls. As the lights flickered and went dark for the night, Maya closed her eyes and allowed herself to remember Aaron as he had been, bright-eyed and full of dreams, despite his minor run-ins with the law. He had made mistakes, but he wasn't a criminal. Prison had been the price for a moment of recklessness. She'd fought to understand his choices and was ready to help him turn his life around. But she'd never gotten the chance. Her fists clenched in the dark, her nails pressing into her palms. This was what Vanessa had taken from her. Maya was here now, in the heart of the beast, ready to ensure that Vanessa paid the same price. Chapter 2, New Alliance. The morning came with a rattle of metal and the bark of guards herding inmates through the hallways. Maya followed the flow, eyes scanning her surroundings with a focus that betrayed her intentions. She spotted Vanessa from across the dining hall, a tall, imposing figure with dark eyes that cut through the crowd. The people around her seemed to give her a wide berth, showing the unspoken respect born from fear. Maya took a tray and found a seat within view of Vanessa, not too close to draw attention, but close enough to observe. She saw Vanessa laugh with a group of women who looked equally hardened, a vicious smile that confirmed her suspicions. Vanessa had thrived here, built herself a kingdom within these walls, and that meant Maya would need allies to dismantle it. Sitting next to her, Camille noticed the direction of Maya's gaze. "You got a death wish," she muttered, her eyes flicking toward Vanessa. "Maybe," Maya replied, voice low but resolute. Camille shook her head. "Listen, I don't know what you're after, but that woman over there? She's trouble, the kind you don't come back from. She's got people everywhere, willing to do whatever she asks." Maya kept her eyes on Vanessa, her jaw set. "Everyone has a weakness." Camille paused, watching Maya with a glint of curiosity in her eyes. "So, what's yours?" Maya's response was as cold as her stare. "I already lost mine." For a brief moment, the two women sat in silence, a tenuous understanding settling between them. Camille knew better than to push further, but she also knew Maya wasn't just another broken woman lost in the system. This was something else entirely. Chapter 3. Echoes of Era. Days passed, and Maya grew accustomed to the rhythm of prison life. She learned who held power, who avoided it, and most importantly, she learned how Vanessa operated. It wasn't long before word reached her that Vanessa's so-called enforcer, Tasha Green, kept watch over everyone who dared even look at Vanessa the wrong way. Tasha was big, solid muscle with a fierce loyalty that Maya knew she'd have to overcome. One afternoon, she watched Vanessa laughing with her group again, their faces twisted in cruelty as they picked on a younger inmate. The girl was crying, her hands trembling as she tried to keep her head down and escape their wrath. Maya's stomach twisted, a fresh wave of anger fueling her determination. She'd been playing it safe, biding her time to understand the hierarchy, but seeing Vanessa so openly terrorizing others rekindled her resolve. The rage that simmered within her sharpened her mind, focusing on the goal that brought her here. The next day, Maya made her move. She found Camille in the common area and sat down beside her, her voice a hushed whisper. "I need an introduction to Mama J." Camille raised an eyebrow, a small smirk playing at her lips. "So, you're really doing this?" "I don't have a choice," Maya replied, her voice steady, her gaze unwavering. "I need to get close to Vanessa, and I can't do it alone." Camille nodded slowly, understanding the desperation that drove Maya. "Mama J doesn't usually get involved in people's business," she warned. "But she hates Vanessa just as much as the rest of us. Maybe she'll make an exception." Later that night, Camille led Maya to Mama J's bunk. Janet Mama J Robertson, the woman inmates looked to for wisdom, and a rare bit of solace in this dark place. Mama J had seen everything in her decades behind bars, and her influence held the power to shift the balance. Mama J looked up as they approached, her eyes narrowing as she took in Maya's determined face. "So, you're the new girl making all the noise," she said, her voice a rough rasp, softened by age but hardened by experience. "What do you need, child?" Maya held her gaze, unflinching. "I need your help," she said, each word laced with the weight of her intentions. "I came here to end Vanessa's reign, and I need allies." Mama J studied her for a long, silent moment, then slowly nodded. "You remind me of someone I knew long ago. I'll help you, Maya, but only if you're ready for what's coming. Vanessa doesn't go down easy." The alliance was made, an unspoken pact formed under the flickering lights of the prison, setting the stage for the battle that would soon unfold. Chapter 4. The Price of Revenge. The prison routine quickly became familiar, each day blending into the next as Maya waited for the right moment to make her move. Her alliance with Mama J had given her a thin but powerful layer of protection, allowing her to move freely without drawing Vanessa's attention. But every step she took toward Vanessa increased the danger, and Maya knew the price of getting close to her son's killer would be high. Mama J had promised help, but she hadn't offered it for free. One afternoon, she found Maya in the yard, sitting on a splintered bench and staring off at the gray walls surrounding her. "You ready to repay the favor?" Mama J's voice was as coarse as the gravel under their feet. Maya looked up, her face hardening with resolve. "What do you need?" "Nothing too difficult," Mama J said, settling beside her. "There's a guard, Foster. She's one of the decent ones. Word is, she'll be patrolling the East Corridor tonight. I need you to get close to her. Tell her you're asking for supplies from me, extra blankets, basic stuff. But keep your ears open. I want to know what's got the guards on edge lately." Maya nodded, taking in the information. She understood the game Mama J was playing. In prison, knowledge was currency, and Mama J wanted as much of it as she could get. That night, Maya found Officer Linda Foster in the East Corridor, her footsteps echoing against the linoleum floor. Foster was younger than most of the guards, with a calm demeanor that seemed out of place in a place like this. Maya approached her cautiously, making sure to keep her tone respectful. "Officer Foster," she began, "Mama Jay sent me. She said we're low on blankets." Foster eyed her, skeptical but not unfriendly. "And why didn't she come to me herself?" Maya hesitated, choosing her words carefully.
"He trusts me.
Said you're the only guard who might listen." Foster's face softened a little, though a trace of suspicion remained. "Look, I'll see what I can do. But you tell Mama Jay this place isn't her private hotel." She turned as if to leave, then paused. "You new here?" Maya nodded, her expression neutral. "Well, watch yourself. Tensions are high lately. Few of us think there's going to be trouble soon," Foster said quietly, a hint of concern in her voice. "If you're smart, you'll steer clear of anyone looking for it." Maya filed the information away, knowing it was exactly the kind of insight Mama Jay would value. She thanked Foster and returned to the dimly lit maze of hallways, each step solidifying her sense of purpose. Foster's warning rang in her ears, but Maya was past the point of fear. She was here for one reason and one reason alone: to finish what the system had failed to. Chapter 5, Viper's Shadow. Maya's next encounter with Vanessa was anything but accidental. She had learned Vanessa's schedule from Camille, piecing together the times when Vanessa and her crew gathered, marking her target's habits like a predator observing prey. In the dining hall one afternoon, she made her move. Vanessa sat surrounded by her loyal followers, her presence suffocating in its intensity. Maya caught Vanessa's eye from across the room, holding her gaze for a beat too long, letting her anger simmer just beneath the surface. To her surprise, Vanessa smirked, recognizing the silent challenge. Later that evening, Tasha Green, the towering woman who acted as Vanessa's enforcer, appeared outside Maya's cell, her stance aggressive, eyes sharp with suspicion. "You got a problem with Vanessa?" Tasha demanded, her tone laced with menace. Maya held her ground, her voice steady. "If I did, it wouldn't be any of your business." Tasha took a step closer, her size looming, casting a shadow over Maya. "Listen here, Caldwell. You so much as breathe wrong around Vanessa, and I'll make sure you're sorry you ever got sent here." Camille, watching from her bunk, murmured under her breath, "Careful, Maya." But Maya ignored her. She met Tasha's glare with one of her own, refusing to show any sign of intimidation. "Tell Vanessa that if she has something to say, she can say it to me herself." Tasha's jaw tightened, her fists clenching, but she didn't respond. Instead, she gave Maya a long, withering look before stalking off, leaving a trail of silence in her wake. As soon as Tasha left, Camille shook her head, her voice low with warning. "You're playing a dangerous game." "I didn't come here to play it safe," Maya replied, her voice cold with purpose. "I came here for justice." Chapter 6, Allies and Enemy. The confrontation with Tasha had caught Vanessa's attention, and Maya could feel eyes on her at every turn. Despite the added tension, she stayed vigilant, sticking to her routine and taking note of every shift in Vanessa's demeanor. Camille had warned her of Vanessa's temper, but Maya could see that Vanessa was more than just volatile. She was calculating, her power rooted in the loyalty of her followers. Breaking through that would require more than courage, it would require precision and, more importantly, allies. Mama Jay was the first to offer that support. She saw Maya's determination and, despite her initial reluctance, recognized the steel in her. One evening in the common room, Mama Jay approached Maya with a guarded expression. "Heard you stood up to Tasha," she said, a glint of approval in her eyes. Maya nodded. "I needed to show her I'm not afraid." "Brave," Mama Jay replied, her voice tinged with caution. "But brave doesn't mean stupid. You stand up to Vanessa's people. You better have something to back it up." Maya understood the warning. "What would you do?" Mama Jay's gaze turned calculating. "Well, Vanessa's hold on this place isn't as strong as it used to be. A lot of people here resent her. She's got enemies. People who'd be glad to see her taken down a notch. You just have to know where to look." Maya considered her words, realizing that Mama Jay had just handed her a powerful piece of information. She wouldn't be able to take down Vanessa alone, but with the right alliances, She might be able to weaken her position. Camille had her own opinions. Mama J might help you, she said that night, once they were back in their cell, but she won't protect you if things go south. I'm telling you, Maya, this path you're on doesn't end well. Maya looked at her, a flicker of sadness crossing her face. It doesn't matter. I lost my son because of Vanessa. She took everything from me. I can't just let that go. Camille studied her, something softening in her expression. Just be careful. Vanessa's dangerous, but it's not just her. She's built her power through fear, and people like Tasha would die for her. You're up against more than one woman. Maya nodded, already aware of the risks. But she couldn't turn back now. Every step closer to Vanessa brought her one step closer to avenging her son. Chapter 7. Secrets in the Shadow. Days turned into weeks, and Maya continued her steady, silent approach toward her goal. The tension in the prison was palpable, whispers of her defiance reaching corners she hadn't expected. Even Officer Foster seemed to notice, occasionally giving her a look that lingered, as though questioning what Maya was really here for. Late one night, she was jolted awake by the sound of shouting from a nearby cell. Vanessa's voice carried through the walls, her tone furious, her words laced with venom. The sound made Maya's heart race. Vanessa was slipping. Small cracks in her control were showing, and Maya could sense her advantage growing. The following morning, Mama J cornered her in the yard. I hear Vanessa's been having trouble keeping her people in line, she said, a knowing glint in her eye. Maya nodded. She's losing control. Good, Mama J replied. Use it. People are talking and Vanessa's hearing every word. Keep pushing. Let her feel like she's losing her grip. Fear can destroy from the inside out. Maya considered Mama J's words, realizing that fear was the exact tool Vanessa had used to control the prison. Now, she would use that same tool against her, slowly but surely dismantling the power Vanessa had carefully built. That night, as she lay in bed, Maya allowed herself a small, rare smile. Her plan was working, and with each day, she drew closer to her final goal, a confrontation that would bring justice to her son's memory, no matter the cost. Chapter 8. Under Watchful Eye. As the weeks pressed on, Maya became a shadow in the prison, slipping through hallways and gathering fragments of power, each interaction carefully calculated. Vanessa's followers were uneasy, whispers swirling that Vanessa's grip was faltering. The careful balance of power was tipping, and Maya was at the center of it all, feeling her moment drawing near. One evening, as Maya was returning to her cell, Officer Foster caught her in the corridor, her eyes narrowing with a mix of concern and curiosity. Caldwell, she called, her voice firm but gentle. Word is you're stirring things up in here. Maya gave nothing away, meeting Foster's gaze with a neutral expression. Just trying to survive like everyone else. Foster studied her, a subtle skepticism in her gaze. Surviving doesn't usually mean challenging the most dangerous person in the block. Sometimes surviving and justice are the same thing, Maya replied, her words careful, hiding the fury that bubbled just beneath. Foster sighed, shaking her head. You're smart, Caldwell. But don't be a martyr. You're playing with fire, and it's going to burn you. Maya knew Foster's warning came from a place of concern, but it didn't sway her resolve. The fire Foster mentioned was already within her, ignited the day she learned of Aaron's death. It was a flame that wouldn't die until her mission was complete. She nodded to Foster, her silence speaking louder than words as she returned to her cell. Inside, Camille was waiting, her eyes filled with questions. You know, I'm beginning to think you actually might pull this off, she said. Her voice a mix of disbelief and admiration. Vanessa's slipping, and it's because of you. It's because of Aaron, Maya corrected softly, her voice carrying the weight of her grief. I'm just here to finish what should have been done a long time ago. Camille fell silent, understanding the gravity of Maya's words. For all her bravado, Camille respected Maya's pain. She'd seen people break under much less, yet here Maya was, holding onto her rage as though it were her lifeline. Chapter 9. Tasha's Betrayer. The cracks in Vanessa's empire widened as Maya pushed, quietly stirring mistrust among Vanessa's crew. Rumors started to circulate, seeds of doubt planted in whispers and subtle glances. Maya's patience was paying off, and she could feel Vanessa's power slipping through her fingers. But as Maya chipped away at Vanessa's control, she knew the time had come to confront Tasha. Camille had told her that Tasha was not as loyal as she seemed. Rumor had it that Tasha had her own ambitions, harboring resentment toward Vanessa for the control she exerted over everyone in her orbit. Late one night, Maya found Tasha alone in the exercise yard, her broad figure casting a long shadow in the pale moonlight. Tasha glanced up as Maya approached, her eyes narrowing in warning. "What do you want?" Tasha demanded, crossing her arms over her chest. Maya didn't hesitate, her voice calm but unyielding. "I want what you want, to see Vanessa gone." Tasha's laugh was low, humorless. "You think I'd betray her for you?" Maya took a step closer, meeting Tasha's gaze with a steady confidence. "I think you're tired of being her pawn. You want power, but you'll never have it as long as Vanessa's on top. Help me take her down, and you can have whatever you want." Tasha's jaw clenched, her expression a battle between loyalty and desire. She was silent for a moment, weighing her options. Finally, she gave Maya a long, assessing look. "If you're serious about this, you better have a plan," Tasha muttered. "If we do this, there's no going back." Maya felt a rush of victory, knowing that Tasha's hesitation was all she needed. "Trust me," she said, her voice edged with cold determination. "I have a plan." Chapter 10, The Stry. With Tasha on her side, Maya knew the time was near. She'd spent months laying the groundwork, setting traps within Vanessa's network, and turning allies into potential threats. Vanessa's hold was crumbling, her control slipping as doubt gnawed at her ranks. Even Mama J had sensed the change, offering Maya a subtle nod of approval whenever they crossed paths. The day came in the bleak light of early morning. Tasha and Maya were waiting in the mess hall, watching as Vanessa entered with her usual entourage. Her head held high but her expression taut with tension. She could feel the shift around her, the loss of power echoing in the silence that greeted her. Maya and Tasha exchanged a glance, and Tasha gave a slight nod. The signal was clear. As Vanessa passed by, Tasha stepped forward, blocking her path. "We need to talk, Vanessa," she said, her tone steely, eyes flashing with barely restrained anger. Vanessa's face twisted in disdain. "And why would I waste my time with you?" "Because you're losing control," Tasha replied, her voice sharp, cutting through the tense silence in the hall. "People are tired of living in fear. We're done following your orders." Vanessa's eyes narrowed, a dangerous glint flashing across her face. "Careful, Tasha. You forget your place." It was the moment Maya had been waiting for. She stepped forward, her gaze piercing as she finally locked eyes with Vanessa. "You took my son from me. Now it's your turn to feel what it's like to lose everything." For a brief, charged moment, Vanessa's mask cracked. She recognized Maya, her lips curling into a sneer as realization dawned. "You're here for revenge," Vanessa scoffed, her voice mocking. "You think you can touch me?" "I already have," Maya replied, a grim satisfaction settling over her. "Look around. You have no one left." Around them, inmates had stopped to watch, their faces tense with anticipation. Vanessa's followers had faltered, their loyalty fraying in the face of Tasha's defiance and Maya's unwavering resolve. For the first time, Vanessa was alone. Vanessa's eyes flickered with fear, but she masked it quickly, straightening her posture. "You'll regret this," she hissed, her voice a venomous whisper. "No, Vanessa," Maya replied, a cold finality in her voice. "This ends now." Chapter 11. Justice Serve. In the chaos that followed, Vanessa struck first, lunging at Maya with the desperation of a cornered animal. Maya anticipated the move, sidestepping and grabbing Vanessa's arm, twisting it behind her back with a strength born from months of suppressed rage. Tasha, ready and waiting, held Vanessa down as Maya forced her to the ground. Her voice calm but seething with fury. "You took my son. You thought you could get away with it, but this is where it ends. Vanessa struggled, thrashing against their grip, but it was futile. Tasha's hold was like iron, and Maya's resolve was unbreakable. Just then, Officer Foster burst into the hall, alarmed by the commotion. Her eyes widened as she took in the scene, her gaze shifting between Maya and Vanessa. "What's going on here?" she demanded. Maya looked up, her face composed, a sense of peace finally settling over her. "Justice," she replied simply. Foster hesitated, her face a mask of conflicting emotions. She'd warned Maya about the dangers of pursuing revenge, but now, seeing the culmination of Maya's pain and resolve, she seemed to understand the depth of what had driven her to this point. In a moment that would be whispered about in the prison for years, Foster nodded slightly, a silent acknowledgement. She stepped back, allowing Maya her moment. With a final, defiant look, Maya released Vanessa, watching as she lay on the ground, broken and defeated. The guards moved in, pulling Vanessa to her feet and escorting her out, her reputation in ruins, her reign finally over. In the days that followed, word spread through the prison. Vanessa Viper Thompson's rule was over, and Maya Caldwell had claimed a small but potent victory. Though the prison walls still surrounded her, Maya felt a weight lift from her heart, her mission finally complete. Later, as she sat alone in her cell, Maya allowed herself to mourn, the grief she had suppressed finally spilling over. She would never get Aaron back, but she had given him the justice he deserved. For the first time since his death, she felt a sliver of peace. And though she remained confined within those gray walls, Maya knew she had achieved her purpose. She had brought justice to her son's memory, and in that, she found the strength to face whatever came next, free from the burden of unfinished vengeance. Epilogue. A mother's resolve. Maya adjusted to life in prison with a new sense of calm. The relentless drive for revenge that had fueled her for so long was gone, leaving a quiet void in its place. The days stretched on in the bleak routine of prison life, but something fundamental had shifted within her. She was no longer haunted by her son's unavenged death. Word about Vanessa's fall had traveled quickly, making Maya something of a myth among the inmates. Some avoided her, while others looked to her with a respect usually reserved for legends, but Maya remained as solitary as ever. She had achieved what she came for, and the need for allies, for the constant watchfulness, faded. Officer Foster continued to check in on her, though their interactions were often brief and unspoken. In Foster's silent nods and fleeting smiles, Maya found an unexpected ally. It was a connection built not on friendship, but on a shared understanding of justice. Foster's presence reminded Maya that not everyone saw inmates as irredeemable. Occasionally, there were those who recognized the depth of her grief and her need for closure. Weeks turned to months, and one day Maya received a visit from someone she hadn't expected to see again. Her daughter, Sarah. Sarah entered the visitation room with a guarded expression. Her arms crossed tightly over her chest. Maya's heart clenched at the sight of her, the years of distance between them a bitter reminder of how much she'd sacrificed. They hadn't spoken since the day Maya was sentenced. Sarah hadn't understood why her mother had chosen prison, why she'd left her behind to pursue a path that had seemed so reckless. "Mom," Sarah greeted her stiffly, a mix of resentment and confusion in her eyes. "Sarah," Maya replied softly, taking in the face of her daughter, now grown and hardened by loss. For a moment, they simply stared at each other, the silence heavy with unspoken pain. Finally, Sarah broke the silence. "I couldn't understand why you did it," she said, her voice trembling with emotion. "I was angry, and I didn't want to forgive you. But now, think I get it. You did it for him." Maya nodded, her voice thick. "You did." "I did it because I couldn't live with myself if I didn't fight for him, in whatever way I could. Aaron didn't deserve what happened to him, and I couldn't just walk away." Sarah's expression softened, the tension in her shoulders easing. "I don't know if I'll ever fully agree with what you did," she admitted. "But I wanted to see you. I wanted to try to understand." Maya's heart ached, a bittersweet relief flooding her as she looked into her daughter's eyes. She'd longed for this moment, for any semblance of understanding from Sarah. I can't undo what I did, Maya said gently. But I hope that someday you'll forgive me. For a long moment they sat in silence, their hands resting close but not quite touching. In that moment, Maya felt a flicker of hope that one day, their broken family might begin to heal. As Sarah left, Maya sat back, reflecting on the journey that had brought her to this moment. The path she'd chosen had been unforgiving, but it had also freed her from the shackles of despair. The burden of her son's unavenged death was lifted, leaving her lighter in spirit, if still confined by the walls of the prison. The prison remained unchanged, its routines, its silence, its underlying violence, but Maya's purpose had transformed. She had no plans to seek freedom, no desperate need for revenge. What she did have was a strange kind of peace, a contentment that had eluded her for so long. Maya knew she would carry Aaron's memory with her forever, a quiet presence that would live on in her heart. In the solitude of her cell, she finally allowed herself to hope. Hope that her daughter would forgive her, hope that her son could rest in peace, and hope that she could face whatever came next with a heart unburdened by rage. Maya had come to this prison seeking vengeance, but she had found something more, the strength to face her grief and a resolve that could never be taken from her. And in that quiet, solemn moment, Maya knew her journey was complete. Final reflection. A quiet strength. As the days passed, Maya settled into a rhythm that was markedly different from the one she had known when she first entered the prison. The tension that had once gripped her every waking hour had softened into a calm acceptance, and while the prison walls were still cold and unyielding, they no longer felt like a cage. She had reclaimed something precious, something that had been torn from her the day she learned of Aaron's death, her peace. Her time with Sarah lingered in her mind, the memory a balm and a wound all at once. Seeing her daughter had rekindled feelings Maya had thought she'd buried, feelings of love and guilt, of loss and hope. Sarah's guarded acceptance of Maya's choice was more than she had expected, and it gave her something new to look forward to. She knew it would take time to mend their relationship, but the smallest possibility of healing was enough to bring a sense of purpose to her days. Mama Jay, ever watchful and intuitive, noticed the change in Maya almost immediately. One afternoon, as they sat in the common area, Mama Jay leaned in, her voice soft but resolute. You got that look about you, girl. Like you finally laid your demons to rest. Maya looked at her, a faint smile tugging at the corners of her mouth. I think I have. Aaron's gone, but I finally feel like I did something for him. Something that made sense. Mama Jay nodded approvingly. Sometimes, all a mother can do is honor her child's memory. You did that, Maya. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Their bond had deepened in the months they'd spent together, a friendship forged in shared pain and mutual respect. Mama Jay had lost people too, and though her grief wasn't as fresh as Maya's, it still held a place in her heart. In a world where loyalty was rare, Maya had found an unexpected friend in her. Renewed connections. One day, Maya received an envelope in the mail, a small, pale reminder of the world outside these walls. It was a letter from Sarah. Maya's hands trembled as she opened it, her heart pounding in anticipation. Inside, she found a short, handwritten note. I'm still trying to understand. But I'm proud of you for standing up for Aaron. He deserved that and so did you. Maybe when you're ready we can start over. Love, Sarah. The words blurred as tears filled her eyes. It was a bridge, fragile but real, extending from her past life to the uncertain future ahead. Maya clutched the note to her chest, a warmth spreading through her that she hadn't felt in years. For the first time, she allowed herself to imagine a life beyond these walls, a life where she might find a way back to her daughter, to the remnants of the family she had left behind. A life in balance. As time wore on, Maya adapted to the slow, steady rhythm of prison life. Her days punctuated by small acts of kindness and shared moments of understanding with the other women around her. She helped the younger inmates when they needed guidance, offering words of wisdom she had gleaned through her own trials. She spoke to them about choices, about loss, and about finding strength in the most unlikely places. Officer Foster continued to be a silent ally, occasionally offering Maya an extra blanket on cold nights or letting her stay in the library a little longer than allowed. They never spoke about what had happened with Vanessa, but in Foster's nods and glances, Maya found an unspoken acknowledgement of her journey. There was respect there, a quiet recognition of what Maya had endured and what she had sacrificed. The prison was still a place of struggle, a battleground for survival, but Maya had found her own way to exist within it. She'd built a life not out of anger, but out of resilience, out of a quiet strength that couldn't be taken from her. A new kind of freedom. Years passed, and with each season that came and went, Maya grew older. Her edges softening, but her resolve as firm as ever. Her bond with Sarah deepened through letters and the occasional visit, each interaction building the fragile bridge that connected them. Sarah had forgiven her, or at least begun to, and that forgiveness became Maya's new lifeline, a reminder of the love that had driven her to seek justice in the first place. One day, after more years than she could count, Maya was called to the warden's office. She entered with a mixture of caution and curiosity, her mind racing through the possibilities. Warden Stein sat behind his desk, his face as impassive as always, but there was something different in his eyes, an acknowledgement, perhaps, of what Maya had endured. "Caldwell," he began, folding his hands on the desk, "your case has been reviewed by the parole board. Given your record and the time you've served, they've decided to grant you parole. You'll be released next month." The words hung in the air, almost surreal in their weight. Maya's breath caught, her mind reeling as the reality of freedom settled over her. She'd spent so long focused on surviving, on keeping Aaron's memory alive within these walls, that the thought of leaving had never truly crossed her mind. But now, with a future opening up before her, she felt a strange sense of possibility, a chance to start again, to find peace not only for herself but for her daughter as well. Homeward bound. On the day of her release, Maya stepped out into the world beyond the prison gates, the weight of her past finally behind her. The sun was bright, the sky wide and open, and for the first time in years, she felt a true sense of freedom. She closed her eyes, breathing in the fresh air, letting the moment wash over her like a cleansing wave. Sarah was waiting for her, standing by a car park just beyond the entrance. Maya's heart swelled as she walked toward her daughter, each step a testament to the journey that had brought her here. When she reached Sarah, they stood in silence for a moment before Sarah stepped forward and wrapped her arms around her mother, holding her close. Maya held her daughter, the weight of her past finally lifted, replaced by the warmth of Sarah's embrace. She knew their path wouldn't be easy, that the scars of their shared pain would linger, but they would face it together. For the first time, she had hope for herself, for her daughter, and for a future filled with healing. As they drove away from the prison, Maya looked out the window, a quiet smile on her face. She had come to this place for justice, and though the path had been brutal, it had led her to something even more precious, a chance to rebuild, to love, and to honor her son's memory in a way that transcended vengeance. She was free, not only from the prison that had held her, but from the grief and anger that had defined her for so long. And as the landscape stretched out before her, Maya Caldwell finally allowed herself to imagine a life beyond pain, a life filled with the possibility of forgiveness, peace, and perhaps even joy.